Don't just ride the index, seek to outperform it with Fidelity Active ETFs. Learn more at fidelity.com/active ETFs. Before investing in any exchange-traded fund, you should consider its investment objectives, risks, charges, and expenses. Contact Fidelity for a prospectus, an offering circular, or if available, a summary prospectus containing this information. Read it carefully. While active ETFs offer the potential to outperform an index, these products may more significantly trail an index as compared with passive ETFs. Fidelity Brokerage Services, LLC, member NYSE, SIPC.
It's 8 o'clock on Today. Coming up, breaking overnight, Israel carrying out a limited strike on Iran, heightening concerns over a widening war. We'll have a live report from the region. Plus, a look at the growing protests here in the U.S., with more than 100 people arrested after clashes between students and police at Columbia University. And remembering Columbine.
People think of Columbine as what occurred 25 years ago. We don't see it as that. We see it as this is our home.
The Colorado community coming together on the 25th anniversary of the Columbine shooting. The full story straight ahead. And then honoring Bruce Willis. The cast of Pulp Fiction reunite to celebrate the film's 30th anniversary and show some love to their co-star. His wife and daughter joining the celebration. And we've got the details in Pop Start. And then pop into spring. Taylor Swift dropping a new double album overnight. Just one of the big female artists with new music during what some are calling Pop Girl Spring. Straight ahead, all the hot new music you should be listening to today, Friday, April 19th, 2024.
In Bristol, Rhode Island. On a girl's trip from Memphis.
I'm getting married.
In our Today Show era.
To celebrate Taylor's new album.
From Norfolk, Massachusetts.
And today is my 13th birthday.
Morning, everybody.
Wait,
welcome
can't
back
be her
to
13th
today.
Birthday on album drop day.
Oh my God,
not be happy.
I hope she's a Swiftie.
Oh my God, she is.
Guys, it is not a very it's a very special Friday, and and partly because Taylor did drop the double album.
That was just part of it.
But on this day in history, something even more extraordinary happened. Chanel Jones was born.
Happy B-Day, Chanel.
46 years ago on a sunny day. No, I don't know if it was sunny, but thank you.
46.
46. And you know, some people don't say their age or their number.
Here's.
Listen, what?
Loud and
it's
proud,
a
girl.
To be here. Thank
loud
you.
And proud.
I mean, you are making thank 46 you. Look all kinds of good. We love you. Yes. Happy birthday.
Happy thank birthday, you. S. Jones. All right. Coming up next week on Today. Just a few weeks ago, Kevin Bacon announced live right here on the show that he would be returning to Payson High School in Utah. That's 40 years after he shot that iconic Footloose movie there.
Well, the big day is this weekend. Kevin is helping throw an epic prom day and support his charity, 6degrees.org. We're going to bring you an exclusive interview with him. Monday only on Today.
Oh, that's going to get your wrist corsage ready. It's going to be a good one. I want to get right to your news at 8 o'clock. And the Middle East at the top. Fears of a wider war in the region are growing this morning after Israel carried out a retaliatory strike inside Iran overnight. This comes nearly a week after Iran fired more than 300 drones and missiles at Israel. NBC's chief foreign correspondent Richard Engel live in Jerusalem with the very latest. Richard, good morning.
Good morning, Savannah. Yes, Israel carried out this limited strike overnight, but now it seems that both sides are trying to pull back from the brink of a direct conflict. Here in Israel, there have not been any new restrictions imposed. Israel does not seem to be expecting an immediate counterstrike. People are out on the streets. In Iran, the Iranian military, Iranian media described this strike as an attack on a military base in Isfahan. They are not describing any levels of damage, but state media there are being dismissive about it. They say that it was, quote, no big deal, according to one anchor. Secretary of State Blinken spoke out a short while ago using what appears to be the word of the day now, de-escalation.
We're committed to Israel's security. We're also committed to de-escalating. To bring this tension to a close.
In a potentially positive sign, Iranian state media are describing what happened, even though Iran was attacked, as a win for Iran. They say the reason that Israel carried out such a limited strike is because Israel was afraid after Iran's massive, largely failed attack over the weekend. And that is a good sign if both sides are able to declare victory, consider themselves successful, and walk away with a bit of dignity. So we will see where it comes. But at the moment, things seem to be heading toward de-escalation, not ratcheting up toward a direct conflict.
Let us hope. Richard Engel in Jerusalem, thank you. And a programming note, Tom Yamas sat down with Iran's foreign minister, an exclusive interview that it will be on nightly news tonight, and much more on Top Story with Tom Yamas on NBC News Now.
Columbia University here in New York City has become the latest flashpoint in the Israel-Hamas war. Police in riot gear yesterday arresting more than 100 pro-Palestinian protesters. It comes just one day after the Ivy League school's president testified on Capitol Hill about the university's response to anti-Semitism on campus. NBC's Erin McLaughlin is here with more on this story. Erin, good morning.
Good morning. That's right. The school's president, fresh off that grilling before Congress, asked police to clear a pro-Palestinian encampment in the heart of the campus, calling the protest unauthorized and unsafe, adding in a statement, she took this extraordinary step because these are extraordinary circumstances.
We demand liberation.
Columbia University's Great Lawn, the center of academic life, rocked Thursday by clashes between police and hundreds of student protesters who constructed an unauthorized encampment to show their support for Palestinians. 108 people were arrested by officers clad in riot gear, among them Congresswoman Ilhan Omar's daughter, who attends Columbia's sister school, Barnard College, seen here being handcuffed by the NYPD.
The university's president reached out to the NYPD in writing and asked for support. NYPD officers moved in to ensure the safety of the campus, the students, and the staff.
University President Manoush Shafiq defended her actions in an email to students, writing, I took this extraordinary step because these are extraordinary circumstances. Adding, the encampment, which occupied campus for more than 30 hours, creates a harassing and intimidating environment for many of our students.
As a Jewish student, I particularly feel a little unsafe on campus.
I was spit on walking to class, cursed at, yelled at. It's not a safe or welcoming environment. I dread coming to school.
Tensions on campus have ratcheted up this week as Shafiq testified before Congress about the rise of anti-Semitism.
Anti-Semitism has no place on our campus, and I am personally committed to doing everything I can to confront it directly.
Many of the student protesters say the demonstrations are the only way they can make their voices heard.
We can't be upset when we exercise our First Amendment rights. We are trying to say that there's a genocide, and they're just completely shutting us down.
Columbia's student newspaper reported that yesterday's crackdown by officers marked the first mass arrest on campus since protests against the Vietnam War in 1968.
All right, Erin, thank you so much.
Well, if you're in the market for a new home, listen up. Mortgage rates rose above 7% for the first time this year. It's a benchmark that could threaten to slow the housing market. The average rate on 30-year mortgages rose to 7.1% this week, the highest rate since November. Still, home prices continue to climb. Experts say that's due to the prevalence of cash buyers who are not reliant on a home mortgage.
Guys, imagine planning your child's first birthday party and then accidentally inviting hundreds and hundreds of people, including strangers. Well, that is exactly what happened to Emily King. She's a mom in San Jose, California. Take a listen.
I just made an Evite for my daughter's first birthday party. And on Evite, it says import contacts. And I thought it meant import to select through. No. It imported all 487 of my contacts and invited them to this birthday party. I did invite my boss.
Emily says her boss, all her coworkers, a cute guy she met one time at an airport lounge when she was 21. Everyone she has ever stored in her phone.
Oh my gosh.
She was able to delete the invite within several minutes of the error, but the damage was done. It was sent. She said she's totally embarrassed and quote, anyway, I have to quit now or get a new
oh,
identity.
Oh, that's funny.
That is so funny.
You can't disinvite your boss.
By the way,
those Evites are hard to do.
Oh, it's a scary thing.
No kidding.
I mean, I know. It's like, I'm afraid to press send.
He's like, mommy, who news that. Coming up in Pop Start, a behind the scenes look at the SNL sketch that went viral, that the very unexpected return of Beavis and Butthead that was too much for one cast member to take.
It was amazing. But first, a Colorado community coming together this morning to share a message of hope. You do not want to miss this moving visit to Columbine High School 25 years later. Kate Snow has the story right after this.
On May 10th, Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes is coming to IMAX and theaters everywhere.
What a wonderful day!
This summer, one movie event will reign.
It is our time.
They stole my village.
I know where they're taking your clan.
Bend for your king.
Never.
Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Only in theaters May 10th. Tickets on sale now. Rated PG-13. Some material may be inappropriate for children under 13.
When you're hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search. Match. With Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging to connect with candidates faster. Plus, 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed. Listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/today. Just go to Indeed.com/today right now and support this show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/today. Conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
We're back 8:13. So tomorrow, the people of Littleton, Colorado will come together for a day of service to mark a date in history that forever changed their community and really changed our country.
April 20th, 1999, 12 students and a teacher were killed in a mass shooting at Columbine High School.
So many of us watched it happen on TV. It was unthinkable. And we might think of those students as young people still somehow, but many, of course, have grown up and have kids of their own in high school now. NBC News senior national correspondent Kate Snow traveled to Columbine to see how much has changed 25 years later. Hi, Kate. Good morning.
Good morning. And you know what is striking when you walk into Columbine High School now is how vibrant it is, packed with students doing what every teenager does. The senior prom is tonight. What happened that day in 1999, it was horrific. We'll never forget it. But 25 years later, they are still a tight community with a culture of kindness, connection, and pride.
People think of Columbine as what occurred 25 years ago. We don't see it as that. We see it as this is our home. This is the place that we feel safe in.
As teenagers crowd into Columbine High School, their energy feels inspiring. A generation of students building their future on a campus with a tragic past. Current principal Scott Christie and former principal Frank DeAngelis are showing us the Columbine of today.
So this is the cafeteria. It used to have the library upstairs, and you've changed that completely.
Now, a vaulted ceiling filled with panels of aspen trees in memory of the 13 who died that day. 12 were students. Dave Sanders was a coach and a teacher and the father of Connie.
We really felt initially for a few years he was in the wrong place at the wrong time. And that changed to he was in the right place at the right time.
Why?
Once we started realizing the impact that he had.
Sanders saved many students that day.
Over the years, I've run into people that were his students, and I had one couple ask me to hold their child, and they said, this baby wouldn't be here without your dad. He had saved them in the cafeteria.
Lives that wouldn't be here.
Lives that wouldn't be here, and, you know, for all of time, there will be people that exist because of what he did that day.
Ashley Glatter was just 11 when her brother John Tomlin was killed.
He was just a very kind, caring, sweet brother, just one of those boys that has a sensitive side and is very thoughtful.
Both women say their losses gave them a greater sense of compassion.
It completely changes your world, your perspective on everything. But it also gave me a really big heart for kids who had been through loss.
Connie is now a mental health specialist working with people who've committed violent crimes.
Can we link that directly back to what happened to your dad?
It is linked directly to what happened to my dad. I see it as carrying on his legacy. It's really important to me that we stop the violence where it's starting.
So we decided to come back in.
Former Principal DeAngelis helped lead Columbine through its darkest times. Now he works with a network of principals who've endured tragedy, counseling school leaders when shootings happen.
What do you do at the first graduation? How do you work with the media? What do you do about reentering the building? What do you do about memorial?
But even more than those practical matters, DeAngelis says Columbine now serves as proof that a community that's been through so much can ultimately become a source of joy and pride.
And when I do reach out to these other communities, I'm stating, I know where you are now. We were there, but 25 years later, we're stronger now than what we were. And I really believe that.
Everyone I met described Columbine as a community where people really care about each other. They expect hundreds to show up for the day of service tomorrow on Saturday. Mr. DeAngelis says last year they had more than 1,000 people. Connie and Ashley told me that they love that 25 years later, that a tragic day is now marked with something so positive and so encouraging.
They are extraordinary.
That moment about her holding the baby was so poignant and beautiful. I never thought about it through that lens before.
Right. He saved so many lives, her dad, that day. I mean, if you remember the story, he ran up the stairs and told everybody to run.
Yeah.
And that saved generations of people now.
Wow.
Wow. Was very powerful.
I mean, it's just the healing that can take place, but also the grace of those women for her to say, look at it so differently now.
Yeah.
Wow. It's beautiful. Kate, thank you. Mm-hmm. We will check in with Al, who's got the weekend weather forecast. Oh,
really so special. Mm-hmm. As we take a look right now. For today, we got some showers now making their way through the Northeast. More showers will be developing down along the Gulf Coast as we move into the weekend. Gorgeous weather out west. I mean, it's going to be picture perfect over the next 24 hours. Look at those temperatures, 80s and 90s. Southwest into central and southern California. Really only cool spot up through the plains and into the western Great Lakes. Temperatures 30s, 40s. We are going to be looking at strong storms developing later today along the southeastern Atlantic coast, cooling off back through the midsection of the country. Temperatures more temperate today in Texas. They're going to warm up over the weekend. Light snow up through northern Minnesota. Southwest going to be baking over the next several days with temperatures in the 90s and sunshine up and down the west coast. That's your latest weather. Way to start the weekend off.
All right, let's do it, everybody. We're going to start with Pulp Fiction. If you can believe it, it's been nearly three decades since John and Uma debuted these dance moves. Man, that movie was so cool.
Man,
it was so cutting edge. Changed so 30 years ago. So different.
Yeah.
Edgy.
Yeah.
They bring Uma back to life. It's crazy. Anyway, the stars of the iconic cast celebrated its 30th anniversary at Turner Classic Movies Classic Film Fest. Bruce Willis did not attend the event due to current health issues, but his wife Emma and daughter Tallulah stepped out in his place. Plus, co-stars of the film Samuel L. Jackson, Harvey Keitel, Uma Thurman, John Travolta all hit the red carpet.
Every
Bruce Willis and John Travolta were in Look Who's Talking.
Yeah, it was cute.
Yeah, we need more movies about talking babies. They haven't brought that.
That's right. Well, we do have the E-Trade commercials.
Oh, okay, that's true. Next up is Saturday Night Live. Everybody's still talking about that epic moment from last week's episode where Heidi Gardner just broke during the Beavis and Butthead sketch.
Sir.
That's so
who can
funny.
Blame him?
I know.
I mean,
come on. He plays it so well, too.
How do you do the lips?
Yeah. Like, it's like, look.
Even the guy sitting next to him.
Yeah.
Well, it turns out that Heidi couldn't keep it together, I guess, before the show started. I haven't seen SNL do a lot of this, but yesterday they dropped a video that revealed parts of the run-through. They do the show before you see it live. They do a dress rehearsal. They do a run-through. And apparently it was happening then, too.
So good.
That is good.
Next up, Glenn Powell. The first trailer has dropped for the Anyone But You stars next rom-com, and this one's got a twist. In a new movie, Powell plays a straight-laced professor who pretends to be a hitman. It's co-written and co-produced by Richard Linklater, and Glenn Powell hits theaters on May 24th. It'll be on Netflix on June 7th. Next up, the Dallas Cowboys cheerleaders, everybody. Ooh. Yesterday, some news coming out. Netflix revealing that the sideline icons are getting a new docuseries.
You know I think what I mean? Like the Real Housewives climate change.
What'd you say?
They're tackling climate change.
The show follows the 2023-24 squad all the way from the audition process through the NFL season. It's called America's Sweethearts, Dallas Cowboys Cheerleaders. It's not too late. We'd like to submit a couple more cheerleaders.
Oh, yeah.
This is the only reason why we did this.
Supermodel and athlete.
The greatest right here.
There you go. Let's go. Get it. Get it. Get
it. What people may not know is that you and Jenna actually went to Dallas, right? I think you did a piece on it.
And not only did we go to Dallas and get trained by the cheerleaders then came to New York, and we trained a lot for that. You can't tell because we're never
for this Halloween piece. For the 30-second piece.
But I mean, like, those are my colleagues, you know? Jenna and I think that we're cheerleaders.
Do you feel like a model and an athlete?
I don't. I feel like a total imposter, but you know what? Go with it.
Mike Feldman thought it was your greatest story.
Yeah, I know. Okay. I was like, hey, wear that outfit home.
You'll watch the show, though, right? It'll be fun.
100% I'll watch it. I mean, all my friends are.
Quick one, I want to plug Willie's hit this weekend. Hannah Waddingham, the actress and the latest star to sit down with Willie for Sunday Today. The new movie that she's in called The Fall Guy, it's out May 3rd, but of course, we all love her from playing Rebecca on Ted Lasso. And in the chat with Willie, she opened up about her special connection to that role.
Did it feel special on the page, Ted Lasso, when you read it? Did you love Rebecca, first of all?
It was the weirdest thing of feeling her rippling through my bloodstream. And I've never had that with anything. People wouldn't expect me to have had that kind of a verbally abusive relationship with someone. So it was hugely cathartic as well for me. And Jason knew that. And there were several times, particularly in season one, when I'd go, dude, have you got cameras in my life?
Wow, that's good. Wow. You're so good in that show. You can catch that conversation. It's fantastic, great as always, this weekend on Sunday Today with our buddy Willie Guy.
Love it.
Pop star, guys.
Good one, Carson. Thank you.
You got it.
Coming up, a recipe for beauty. Our friend Candace Kumai is going to show us how to make our own refreshing masks and scrubs.
And she's using ingredients we've got in our fridge and our pantry. All coming up.
Can you eat them?
Hey, everybody, we are back. It's a big day. It is Friday, April the 19th. We've got a plaza crowd filled with Taylor Swift fans, and we are listening to her new Fortnite album. It's a double album. It's called, of course, The Tortured Poets Department. It dropped overnight. So, you know what we did? We surprised all these Swifties with something special.
Yes, guys, you have all received the Target exclusive Phantom Clear vinyl. It is breaking records already. It is officially Target's largest music pre-order of all time. Okay, everyone got one. I have to tell you, I feel 14 years old. I have chills right now.
You know what I will say?
Look at the record.
Check it out. Look.
It's clear. Which
just
I think
exclusive.
She's trying to. She's trying to tell us that she's being transparent.
Okay. I like that. And Al, if you look in the very front, there's a note from Stevie Nicks to Taylor.
And the idea that it's
isn't
old
that
school,
cute?
And that the lyrics.
It's a piece.
It's a very nice piece.
This
of work.
This is a piece of art. Really
now, I have a question. Who's going to buy a record player?
Okay, so there's the poem from Stevie Nicks, which a lot of people.
How about this
kind of
fan right here, young lady? Are you excited?
Oh, I am so excited! I can't. Words can't describe our excitement.
Great to have you here. What's your favorite new Taylor song?
That's impossible of a question. How do I answer? I totally agree. Florida. With
Florida.
Florence and the Machine, it's perfection.
Hey, Carson, when you see this little girl right here, she says she's in her Today Show era.
Hello.
Want to say hi to some friends?
What?
I had some friends.
Hi!
And that's my friend Brian over here. He's going to be the future Carson Daly. Hi, Brian.
Oh, that's awesome.
So get here tomorrow, 5 a.m. You're on. Popstar's yours.
Wait, I just want to say there's so many surprises in this, including a poem, a long poem, a summary from Taylor that's written in her handwriting in the very back.
It's almost like a coffee table book.
It's really cool. A piece of art.
It's very nice of Target to give everybody one of these.
Yeah, that was really cool. You guys happy? You like them? They look really good.
Even Al has become a Swiftie.
Well, it's old school. I mean, it is very old school.
Al's been converted. Okay.
Let's not get carried away.
So much to unpack. Honestly, this is really fun. Thank you, Target. This exclusive Phantom Clear vinyl, you can scan the QR code that you see right there or go to today.com/shop if you want to get it. But hurry up.
Hurry.
I think this is going to go fast.
Oh, yes. All right. Coming up.
First pressing.
This may be Taylor's morning, but it's just the start of Pop Girl Spring. Our Chloe Melas is keeping track of all the talented female artists, all of them who are having a musical moment.
Don't forget, Old Guy Summer. And Fat Dad Fall.
Fat Dad Fall.
Fat Dad Fall.
Fat Dad Fall. Can't wait for
that. Okay, plus, Carson and I are right.
That's right.
Self-care skin hacks. You can whip up at home with fresh spring ingredients straight from your pantry. So all you can do, you make a guacamole, you have some snacks, and then you put it on your face. Beauty expert Candace Kumai making a mask packed with vitamin C and a rosemary foot scrub.
I like it.
You know what we do for Fat Dad Fall Out? I'm going to get Fallout Boy to play.
There you go. That's right.
Kick off Fat Dad Fall.
We get Fat Boy Slim.
Oh, Fat
Boy Slim.
Oh, there's so much.
This is so good.
This is a great brainstorm.
This is happening. Slim Jims.
Yes!
Okay, anyway. Speaking of food, we've got Top Chef Judge Gail Simmons here sharing a personal recipe for a delicious beef brisket. It's a Passover tradition, but a great main course for any family gathering.
All right, ahead on the third hour, a beloved jazz teacher facing health challenges gets a helping hand from George Oliphant. We're going to have her touching home renovation story.
All right, Mr. Roker's got a check of the weather.
Well, Hoda pointed me out this sign. So you got a chance to make some cash here. Tell me the deal.
My grandma said that she would give me and my brother $100 each if she saw this on TV.
Wow. Well, there you go. Well, Meemaw. Meemaw in Maine. She's in Maine?
Yeah.
Okay, Meemaw in Maine. Pony up that cash. Come on. There you go. What's your name?
Polly.
What's your name, buddy?
Henry.
All right, Paulie and Henry. I like it. Paulie and Henry. Wasn't that a book by Ramon and Beezus? That's what I meant. And Henry. There you go. Very nice. I like it. All right. Let's show you what we've got going on. Hey, look to the sky this weekend. Look to the west. Right about an hour after sunset, the comet Pons Brook. It's known as the Devil Comet because it got looks like two horns coming out. You look west 1 hour after sunset. You're going to need binoculars or telescopes, but it's still going to be kind of cool out there in between Orion and Jupiter. Let's show you your weekend. Here we go. Tomorrow, the chill moves east. Sunshine, though, from the plains all the way down into the Ohio River Valley. Look for some rain in Texas. Sunny and hot out west. Sunday! We are looking at sunny and cool weather. A southern soaker through the southeast. Warm out west. Few showers in the Pacific Northwest. All right, it's a TTPD going around the horn. Look out, Chanel. Look out. That's it. Oh, you know, I got a little extra pep because I got my double album, TTPD, right there. All right, back to you guys.
Oh, Savannah. I mean, Al is, he's all Swifty now. Guys, we've got it.
Okay.
Listen.
I'm part of it now. You dragged me into it. Yes.
Taylor's fans like Al had a big late night listening to her double album. This is not just.
I'm not gonna go to sleep until I listen to the whole thing.
All 34 songs. Chloe Mahas is here to tell us why some are calling this pop girl spring. But first, this is Today on NBC.
On May 10th, Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes is coming to IMAX and theaters everywhere. This summer, one movie event will reign.
It is our time.
They stole my village.
I know where they're taking your clan.
Bend for your king.
Never.
Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Only in theaters May 10th. Tickets on sale now. Rated PG-13. Some material may be inappropriate for children under 13.
This is a big year. The Ohio Lottery's golden anniversary. 50 years of excitement, of growing jackpots and crossed fingers. 50 years of funding for schools, of changed lives and brightened days. 50 years of fun, and that is worth celebrating. So watch for can't-miss promotions, huge events, and new games that will make the Ohio Lottery's 50th year its biggest one yet. Learn more at funturns50.com.
Morning. Taylor Swift dropped her 11th studio album overnight, a surprise double album called The Tortured Poets Department. I'm never letting mine go. I'm going to sleep with this tonight. But music fans, they are far from tortured. In fact, a host of huge stars are coming out with new music. NBC Entertainment correspondent Chloe Mahlas here with the phenomenon.
Come on, girl.
Pop Girl Spring.
Y'all, we are going to have the best spring, and we are going to be kept so busy because Taylor Swift and Beyonce are leading the charge for major girl power in the music world this year, starting with what some are already calling a Pop Girl spring.
This morning, a new era for Taylor Swift. The superstar releasing her highly anticipated album, The Tortured Poets Department, overnight. On the heels of a record-breaking tour and more Grammy wins.
All I want to do is keep being able to do this. I love it so much.
And Taylor's just one of the female artists with new music and what's taking shape as Pop Girl Spring across the music industry. With Cowboy Carter, Beyoncé just made history as the first Black woman to top the country charts for the hit album.
This is her best album.
Cowboy Carter is better than Renaissance.
But that's not all. From March through June, almost a dozen of music's biggest female pop artists are releasing albums. And fans are here for it.
What a time to be alive.
Ariana Grande's seventh album, Eternal Sunshine, debuted at number one in March. Days later, Kacey Musgraves scored her biggest sales week ever with the release of Deeper Well, says Luminate. Dua Lipa's Radical Optimism drops on May 3rd. Billie Eilish 2 weeks later with Hit Me Hard and Soft. And Meghan Trainor's not far behind with Timeless.
We are hearing that we are living in something called Pop Girl Spring.
Yes.
What does that mean?
Feels like the spring has been so chock full of great new pop music.
Nora Princiotti, who coined the season's catchphrase on her Pop Music Obsessed podcast every single album, says all of this new music is bringing people together.
I think maybe there's a little bit less fear of stepping on each other's toes. And maybe a little bit more excitement about just being part of a big moment and people having fun with it.
A big moment that continues to be a big boost to the economy. Swift's Eras Tour brought in over $1 billion, helping her earn a place on Forbes' billionaires list, the first musician to do so solely for their music. Beyoncé's Renaissance Tour giving an estimated $4.5 billion boost to the economy. And now her new album, Cowboy Carter, becoming the biggest country debut in Apple Music history. Even boosting the sale of cowboy boots by 20%, according to CNBC.
I think there's probably some added excitement towards the idea that everybody could listen to something at once.
Like the positive version of peer pressure.
Fans enjoying the sounds of spring, hoping they become the anthems of summer.
All right.
Anthems of summer indeed. Hoda.
Yeah.
Carson.
Yeah.
We asked our expert, Nora, who she thinks is going to have the song of the summer.
Yes.
It's for you. Who do you think it is?
Is it Yaya?
Yes, Yaya!
That's funny.
And it's just a prediction. I mean, I'm really into Alchemy by Taylor Swift, which is all about Travis Kelce. I'm telling you, there might be a lot of songs of the summer.
It's your birthday.
Yeah.
Hey.
You guys, it's Chanel's birthday. Can we just give a big happy birthday?
You guys are my gifts.
We love you.
No, we got you that
Taylor record.
Guys, straight ahead, we've got a recipe for beauty. Candace Kumai with DIY hacks using springtime ingredients straight from your pantry like papaya, matcha, rosemary. It all works. But first, this is Today on NBC.
And we're back with Today Beauty. Natural ingredients are all the rage in beauty products. And fruit, by the way, is the latest way to revitalize your skin. And here to share her best DIY tricks, wellness, and beauty writer, and our dear friend, Candace Kumai. She's the author of Clean Green Eats. It's so good to see you, Candace. So, first of all, what I love about this is whenever you buy something in the store, there's a whole bunch of ingredients that you cannot pronounce. So this is a way we get clean ingredients and we get the job done.
Absolutely. And you already have these things at home. Okay. Hoda. So papaya, for instance, full of enzymes like papain.
Okay.
That help to take off dead skin cells on your face.
And is this also, like a scrub kind of?
This is going to be a mask where we add in a little bit of yogurt to our papaya and then we zhuzh it up right here. Yes. And then what we do is we take this.
Yep.
Put it on your face.
Uh-huh.
Leave it on with the yogurt, which adds probiotics, lactic acid. When you take it off, it's going to be glowy and dewy. But you know how vitamin C serums are all the rage?
Yeah, everybody's into them. Is
totally.
There vitamin C in papaya?
There's tons of vitamin C, more than oranges, if you can believe it. So this one leaves you feeling glowy, rejuvenated, dewy. I tried it at home. I tried it with my Japanese mom when I went to visit her.
And
she said, oh, this really works. She couldn't believe it.
Would you do that in the morning? Or?
I would do it end of day to relax. Maybe with the girls even on the weekend, just for fun.
All right, let's try some matcha. What are we making here?
Great choice. Honey, a natural humectant, which means it draws in moisture to your skin.
Okay.
This is matcha. You can put it straight in.
Straight in.
This is going to add antioxidants and anti-inflammatory benefits for the skin.
Okay.
So say you have rosacea like I do, it'll take the redness out. It'll help you to stay calm and relaxed. A touch of olive oil will make it a little more pliable.
Mm-hmm.
And then you can see with the brushes and the mask, this will be a
pretty... So this is the texture right here?
Yeah, and I thought I looked like, you know, the witch from the Wizard of Oz, which is kind of fun in a weird way.
Yeah.
So a little bit of cosplay, you put it on your face, leave it on for 15 minutes.
So other than rosacea, why would this be good?
You know, vitamin C, antioxidants, chlorophyll, they help to cleanse the skin.
Right.
It's very refreshing.
Okay.
And it's all ingredients you already have at home.
Love it. Love it. All right. Easy. So now we need a foot scrub.
Okay.
And
so
I love the smell of this one.
This one is Ashiyu in Japanese. It means a foot bath. So I added my own little New York touch. We need to relax a little.
So what's in here?
So try and use this mortar and pestle, Hoda. Give it a little grind in there.
What do we have in there?
Sugar and rosemary. So we're going to release the essence.
So sugar and rosemary is it?
Yes. And if you want, you can add a little bit of essential oil to spice it up. Make sure it's organic for the skin.
And then how do you get it in like that liquidy form?
Okay, great question. We're going to add shea butter, which is full of vitamin E, vitamin A. Mm-hmm. And we're going to add coconut oil, which is very luxurious.
I love coconut oil. And everything. So you can you use this? This is for your feet, but could you use it on your face? Could you use it anywhere else?
You know, it's not recommended on the face, but the hands
and the feet.
Luxurious, sensual,
and it
scrub.
Smells amazing.
Yes.
All right, now give us something we can munch on that will help our skin.
After you, these are my homemade granola bars with blueberries. Wild blueberries are full of antioxidants and vitamin C.
Okay.
Let's not forget that we should also talk about the vitamin E that's in nuts and seeds, and also how we want to stay hydrated, moisturized, lubricated with the foods that we eat. So every day it's important to have papaya, matcha, natural foods. Blueberries are a great source of anthocyanins too, which keep you smart, boosted.
Yeah.
I mean, every benefit
all
in the world.
Things.
Yes.
Candace, your skin is so glowy and gorgeous. So if Candace says it works, it works. All right. Thank you, Candace. Thank you so much. All right, Carson, what's cooking?
Oh, we got a lot cooking back here. We've got Top Chef Gail Simmons. We're going to make a fantastic, she's going to make brisket. I'm going to watch. We're going to learn. It's got a little kick to it, I understand, too, which we're excited for. We'll dig in. But first, this is Today on NBC. We're back now with Today Food. Passover begins next week, and we've got a meal that is sure to be a big hit at your Seder table. Top Chef Judge Gail Simmons is here to show us how to make a brisket, a recipe, of course, that is fantastic and hard to make, but we're going to make it easy for you. Plus, we've got we're talking about Top Chef Gail. You have been there since the beginning. You and I both started The Voice and Top Chef around the same
time.
We're both 20 seasons plus into these shows.
Isn't that wild? Could you ever have imagined?
I never could have imagined that. How have things evolved on Top Chef?
I mean, in so many ways. You know, Top Chef, I think the best part about it is that it evolves so much. Every year we're in a different city across America or the world. A new cast of incredibly talented chefs. This year we have a new host, Kristen Kish, who was our season 10 winner. So imagine like the full circle of her life a decade later. It's been a blast.
It's still the gold standard on TV.
So we have a blast. And we eat well.
Yes, you do. I got a brisket in my freezer that I look at. I go, not this weekend. Don't want to do the smoker. Show us how to make this.
So this is braised, right? So it's a little bit easier because you can sort of leave it alone. And I think that's the key to a great braise. Make a delicious braising liquid. And then you've got the piece of meat that needs to be in it for a long time to become tender and delicious. So I'm starting. This is the flat cut of brisket. It's a first cut brisket, and this is the best part to use for a braise. The pointed end of a brisket is often better for barbecue, so you're going to ask your butcher just for this.
Okay.
And the most important thing.
And they'll trim it up because it's hard to get the right trimmings.
That's
and all
right.
That. So give me the flat, trim it up, get it braised ready. The butcher will help you get that,
They'll do it all. So,
of course,
you're going to season it on both sides with lots of salt and pepper.
Yep.
And then it is a big baby. I have a little oil in my pan, and I'm going to start to sear it, to brown it, to get all that flavor moving. Mm-hmm. And you're going to sear that, keep it up, keep it hot.
So high heat.
high heat, medium high heat, and you want to get it browned so that you get all that flavor starting to cook.
Yep.
Leave it alone to sear it. Once it's seared, you're going to remove it. Yeah. And meanwhile, you have your vegetables. You can use any, you know, combination of root vegetables and things like that that you like. Potatoes are a classic. Carrots, celery. I love fennel because when it cooks and braises, it gets so sweet.
Yeah, it changes.
Exactly. So I'm just going to cut it up into sort of big slices. You don't have to be precious about it at all. And then
ultimately, these go back in the pan that you braised the brisket in.
Exactly. So the meat has been removed. You have all that delicious kind of browned good stuff. I've got a whole bunch of shallots, but obviously you can use white onions.
Yep.
You can use
garlic, carrots, celery.
Exactly. Some
you
garlic
could use leeks.
Cloves.
You can throw anything you want.
Absolutely.
Fennel.
And it's going to go all in the pan. And you're going to do the same thing with this. You're going to just brown it up. You're going to move it around. You're going to season it just a little
season
bit.
Season your veggies. Always season.
That's right. Get in there. Thank you very much for the assist.
A little bit. Yep.
So this is going to get nice and brown. And then you're going to do the same thing. You're going to move it aside.
Yep.
And now you have the bottom, after the vegetables have been removed, still some of that brown stuff. So the first thing you're going to do is deglaze it. I'm actually going to use the red wine first so I can burn off the alcohol. You hear that sizzle?
Yeah, I heard that.
That means that's working.
Love that.
You're going to let that cook down a little bit so that the alcohol burns off, and then you're going to add some stock. This is beef stock.
So far, I think I can do all of this.
You absolutely can. Then a few bay leaves, and then that braise that you browned earlier, that big piece of brisket that is not cooked, but it's nice and brown and ready to go, is going to go back in.
Wow.
And when you put it back in, you want it to be about three quarters covered by the braising liquid. You're going to seal it with a tight-fitting lid, some foil, in the oven, 2 hours.
Gail, you hear that silence to your left?
I mean,
that's a good sign.
You guys are talking.
That means our ears are eating.
This is very
that
look
means
at our
mouths are full of brisket.
That's right.
How was it, guys?
It's delicious.
And the vegetables are
really good.
They're
my secret, but the vegetables are the best part.
They really are.
All right, we only have about a minute, Gail, so show us the horseradish.
Then you have to put the vegetables back in for the last hour of cooking, so 3 hours of cooking total.
That's great.
It comes out, it sits and rests. Meanwhile, I'm making a little gremolata, a little topping. I've got fresh horseradish. If you can't find fresh, you can buy it jarred, but I love the fresh horseradish. Very symbolic at the Passover Seder. I hear what's happening over there.
What is the
There are no dum-dums.
To the Seder
symbolizing, it's always on our Seder table, fresh or jarred, symbolizing the bitterness of slavery, the bitterness of oppression. And then, of course, another big symbol.
The horseradish conjures up the tears.
Exactly, the tears. But also, it has a bitterness.
Cool.
It has a sharpness, right? Yep. It's delicious, too. You can also put some in your braising liquid, but that's a whole
other story. You're going to have to check this out today.com. Get the recipe.
So good.
Access your free account. Thank you so much.
You got it, of course.
Yummy.
So good.
This is a big year. The Ohio Lottery's golden anniversary. 50 years of excitement, of growing jackpots and crossed fingers. 50 years of funding for schools, of changed lives and brightened days. 50 years of fun, and that is worth celebrating. So watch for can't-miss promotions, huge events, and new games that will make the Ohio Lottery's 50th year its biggest one yet. Learn more at funturns50.com.